Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, September 24th. It's 19 degrees, feels like 21 degrees. I like it when it's still going up like that. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to check out a awesome analytics and RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. It's what you use to analyze the feed. Say if you have a blog, people subscribe, it tells you how many people are clicking on links and also which articles are getting read. Or if you're hosting a podcast like us, you can figure out how many downloads each episode is getting and what clients, what apps they're using to download an episode. So if you visit feed.press/dailyish, you can sign up for 14 days, no contracts or commitments, and then use promo code dailyish during your checkout when you want to sign up, because you probably will, to get 10% off your first year. It's also, as I swallow saliva in my mouth, it's also brought to you by patreon.com/iChris supporters. That's a really terrible sentence. Let's try that again. Supporters of my Patreon, which you can check out at patreon.com/iChris, which you should doubly check out. Even if you've been there before and you're like, no way, I'm not giving this schmuck any money, you should go check it out, because there's a video on there featuring my son, who's hilarious and awesome. All my kids are awesome and hilarious, but just in that moment, my son Mason joined me and was awesome and did a great job of playing off of what I was doing. He didn't, it may look like if you watch the video, maybe it looks kind of like I was prompting him or there was a script for him or something, but it was literally like I wanted to make the video. He was being annoying, wanting to play, which, you know, how dare he? And on a Saturday, no less. Who plays on Saturdays? And I was like, or maybe it was Sunday. Either way, it's the Lord's Day. You rest. You don't play. I was like, I wanted to make this video. I wanted to get it done. I just wanted to get something out. I tried two or three previous attempts that all just looked like garbage. I felt like an idiot. I looked like an idiot. I talked like an idiot. And I wanted to do something. So I was like, okay, Mason, you're going to help me. So he was going to just sit on my lap, put on the headphones, and sort of listen as I did it. But then he started like chiming in with comments after I'd said stuff or did stuff on the video. And the version that's on there is edited. Like, I chopped it down, but it didn't do any sort of manipulation of what he said or when he said it. It was all like timed. It's all linear, just, you know, chopped out all the extra bits, I guess. The not funny bits, not as funny parts. But definitely please go check it out. Please share it if you think it's funny, because it would be awesome to have more people see it and maybe want to support what I'm doing here. I also wanted to record a video, or not a video, an audio episode today, because I got a new little piece of gear that came in. I should have done a video version, actually. It's a thing called a FET head, and I'll post a picture on Instagram or something later, but all it is it looks kind of like a little XLR microphone and... it or a jack, little mini cable adapter kind of thing, but it's just a pass through for the mic, so that from the mixer to the microphone cable, that kind of boosts the signal without boosting extra hiss and noise. Which the microphone I have, a Heil PR40, I know this isn't the podcasting show, the Show Me Your Mic podcast, but you might find it interesting. The PR40 microphone that I use is really needs a lot of juice, a lot of power, a lot of volume, basically. And so a mixer such as mine amplifies the signal, but the preamps on the mixer tend to be a little bit loud or hiss. They're good, they're not bad, but it definitely kind of breaks up and gets a little hissy at the top end, and it doesn't leave me a lot of room to boost it even further if I wanted to. So what this does is gives, I think it's 27 decibels of pure clean ampering. I don't know what the word is. I'm not a sound guy. I just play one on podcasts. But anyway, so I'm going to switch it now halfway through. I don't even know if you'll be able to hear the difference. I was playing with it before. I don't think it's something where you'd notice a difference necessarily, but it does give me a lot more headroom in the audio to play with and mess around with. Okay, so I'm going to hit stop, and then when I come back, it'll be with this other thing. You tell me if you hear a difference. Make my $100 worthwhile. Okay, so this is now with the FET head installed. For any audio geeks out there, I had the gain on my mixer channel around, it was like 9 or 10 before. Now it's down around 7-ish or so. I have to play with this a bit and find the sweet spot, but it definitely gives me more room to crank it up if I wanted to. It probably is a bit louder than it was before. I need to sort of, like I said, figure out what's a good volume for what I hear in my headphones, which I can just adjust here locally, and then what you guys actually get in the audio file. should be louder than it was anyways, is what I wanted it to be, because it was really low level signal that I was getting out of the mic and mixer. Now what I have to do, next step, doesn't stop there, don't worry. There's still more money to be spent, is do a little bit of soundproofing in the room, because as this thing now picks up more, it's louder, the gain is better. I can hear more echo and sort of tinginess in this room, which up until now I hadn't really noticed too much because it was lower level audio. So that's my next project. Carpets on the walls, maybe. Egg cartons, you know, the usual. Anyways, go check out the Patreon video. I was going to say something else, but I don't remember what. Lots of fun happening over on the YouTube podcast. goodstuff.fm/@U2, ATU2. The band is over in Germany right now as we speak, recording or playing a concert. And it's crazy how much listening and periscoping and mixlering and basically being able to tune into a live concert on the other side of the world. I said to Sue the other day, like walking around the house, I've got Mixler is an app that just streams audio basically, and anyone can record audio and then broadcast it out with that app. And so there's lots of people who are using this for concerts, and it's kind of crazy that I'm walking around our house, you know, making lunch, listening to a concert happening on the other side of the world, effectively, broadcasting off a thing in my pocket. It's not like some massive, you know, computer box that has to do all this processing and receiving of audio and broadcasting it out. It's like someone in Berlin is holding up a slightly larger than a credit card kind of size thing, and somehow from that device is being broadcast to my little credit card size device in my pocket. Kind of weird when you really think about it. It's pretty amazing. We live in crazy times. Okay, on that note, I'm going to go see how the concert ends and get some work done, and you should too, or not. I don't care what you do. Drink some coffee, have a chocolate, you deserve it, and go watch the Patreon video and tell all your friends. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.